Good day. Welcome to the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for January 28th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it every day, sharing it with everyone that you know, but then also make sure that you hit the subscribe button to wherever you're listening to this podcast. But also visit patreon.com/KS3Tech to go ahead and support this podcast. So that way that I can keep you up to date with the latest in technology news, but then also to tell you the truth about it. So let's continue with the briefing. First up is Amazon. Here's something that most people didn't know, and I didn't even realize this before actually looking at the research on this. But Amazon, of course, it has a service called Amazon Prime. And one of the benefits of it is that you can get free two-day shipping on a lot of products. but then also, they actually have a video service and a music service. Well, with the video service, there's a lot of people who actually don't even realize this, is that when it compares to Netflix, Amazon Prime, as far as with movies, has 17,461 movies right now, versus Netflix that has 3,859. Now, you would think that Netflix would, of course, be so much larger than Amazon, simply because they've been in the game for a while, and most of the coverage about Amazon, and particularly, actually about Netflix, is greater than what Amazon provides. But no, the actual truth of it is that Amazon has a lot of movies. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all high-quality movies. Netflix tends to at least present higher-quality movies more so than just putting just a bunch of movies out there. But if you look at what Amazon does, it's part of what their motive is. They just have just a numerous amount of items, just like their AI and particularly the AWS, which is their Amazon Web Service, which is the back engine of a lot of just flat out just the internet. AI is in so many things. Amazon is just dominant, and we just really don't know that. But come find out, they're dominant in the amount of movies that they have on their service. So Amazon Prime, of course, is $120 a year. Personally, I think it's really worth it, particularly for Prime Day. This is not an advertisement for Amazon, just to let you know. So next, we actually have Apple. Apple, with the FaceTime app, has a little bug in it. And it's something I actually noticed, but never really, followed up on it. But it's actually been acknowledged. What it is that if you contact somebody on FaceTime using your iOS device, you can actually listen and hear that person before you actually connect to whoever you're calling to. You can hear the conversation before they actually connect and show video and stuff, which is wild. Because sometimes some people will be like, "Well, why is this person calling me?" Or, "Oh, I don't want." There's some things you may not want to hear when somebody's getting ready for a FaceTime call. But Apple has acknowledged it. They are releasing a fix for it, a minor update before the huge 12.2 update that will be coming out at some point within the next month. But then also, one of the things that Apple has done is, you know, this is one of the things that has always bugged me about developers and just with apps in general. When you go and you download an app, you're treated and you're thinking, yes, I'm going to get this full service. And then you find out that you have an in-app purchase or a subscription, and they tell you the cost, but you don't really know the total cost of an app. So it's kind of deceiving. Well, Apple has renewed or actually changed their guidelines on in-app purchases to where now developers are required to tell you the total cost of a subscription or an in-app purchase. This is absolutely great because now people can really judge about whether or not if they want to put more money into the apps. Now, for you Android folks, let me tell you, right? you still have the same problem. And, you know, one of the things that people say, like, well, you know, Android's better because, well, you know, I get all my apps for free. Listen, that is not a good thing. Right? Because developers need to eat. And they need to make sure that they're taking care of their families and whatnot. But that's why you have development that is so focused on iOS before it comes to Android. And there's nothing to hooting, hollering about, like, yes, this is a better thing because I get my apps for free. Well, you get a lower quality and a worse experience than you do with iOS. But I had to kind of drive that in there just to let you know, because it's actually factual. And most people don't see it as that, well, who have Androids. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that when it comes to app development, it is important for that developer to get paid. Now, whether or not that developer is getting paid on the upfront or for ongoing maintenance, but the fact is that in-app purchases and subscriptions is just prevalent. And it's something that is just where it is right now. Because when you think about all the different type of services that you subscribe to, then you realize that, well, we're not really saving money these days. We are spending a lot more money for services that used to be free back in the day, but at least had a greater upfront cost. Now you have things that are ongoing cost. So pick your poison. That's all I say. So, but this actually ends the briefing for January 28th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Everyone, please have a great day. Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach. Or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.